Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Yeah, that doesn't go through, so it won't really make a good train whistle. Here comes the Thompson train. So, Thompson, we just watched the first episode of The Day the Universe Changed. And what happened in it? Tell us about it.
Well, the day the universe changed included crystal balls.
Okay, what were the crystal balls about?
The day the universe changed.
Would it be maybe that up until about 1600, the conventional view of the universe was that it was a series of crystal balls hanging in the sky?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Aristotle's vision. So we were working off of Aristotle, which is an ancient Greek from about 500 BC, all the way to 1600. So like 2100 years.
Aristotle?
We thought there was no universe. We just thought it was a bunch of glass spheres. Yeah, Aristotle. Greek philosopher.
Did you say Aristotle? That was the guy who invented Meteorologica.
Meteorologica. That's right. He was the first one to ask questions about the sky. In his world, you know, and I can see how he'd get this idea. They already knew that the world was round.
He even wrote a book called Meteorologica.
Right, and gave us the foundation of weather science. Yeah. Which is different from climate science, for those of you who think that weather and climate are the same thing. And they are not.
Yeah,
snowing, saying that if it snows anywhere, then global warming isn't happening, is like saying, I ate lunch, so starvation doesn't exist. It's that much of a stupid thing to say.
Hey, yeah! Wow! Cry, babies!
Anyways, so what else did you learn on the day the universe changed? Or about from the day the universe changed? What did you learn from the show? What else was in
about
it?
Cable cars.
Cable cars, okay. What is a cable car?
It's a car that runs on cables.
What does it represent?
Life.
Do the objects that we have and that we use and we take for granted, without any questions, we just go to the store and buy them mindlessly. Do any of those objects have anything to say about the way we look at our world? And the way we think our world works?
No, they can't say anything because they don't have mouths.
I don't mean like say like they're gonna talk to you like this waffle iron is gonna start going, "Hey Thompson, I'm a waffle iron. I've got some things to say about technology." No, I mean like if you look at them, you can see the thoughts and perspectives and ideology sometimes of the people who made those things. So the people who made the cable cars, what did they think about the world?
Oh, that's what you were talking about. Then my answer is yes.
So yes, they do tell us things.
Yes, that is correct.
So when I say tell us things, I don't mean literally. I mean it like metaphorically. I mean it's a metaphor that they tell us things. They actually do convey information to us, a great deal of information about...
Yeah, like a computer.
Right. So...
Sort of like an electronic computer, I mean.
Well, that's true. It's okay to specify that since there are non-electronic computers like Abacus. And they were mechanical.
Daddy, I'm going to make this show a really funny show by telling you a joke on this show.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Okay, the reason we're taking a little break to tell a joke is because all this knowledge is useless without a sense of humor.
Antiparticle?
Antiparticle who?
You're not antiparticle, silly you!
Okay, that didn't make any sense to me. But I will tell you a joke that I saw on the internet today that I thought was pretty funny. So, two Scotsmen and two Irishmen get on a train, and they all... When they get to the train, the two Irishmen each buy a ticket, and the two Scotsmen buy one ticket. And the Irishman says, "Well, how's that going to work?" Well, immediately, the two Scoutsmen climb up on top of each other inside of a bathroom and shut the door. When the conductor comes by to collect tickets, he takes each of the... He tears the tickets of the two Irishmen, knocks on the door, and says, "Tickets, please." And a single arm sticks the single ticket out of the bathroom. And he tears the ticket. So the two guys get away with riding for one. Well, the Irishmen see this and they think, well, that's pretty funny. And what a good idea. These guys are pretty clever. We'll do the same thing. So the next stop, how does this work? How do they get on another train? Okay, so I guess they get on another train, and the Irishmen now buy one ticket. And when they get in, the Scotsmen don't buy any tickets at all. And the Irishmen are like, well, how is that going to work? So they go to the cabin, and the two Irishmen climb into the bathroom, and the two Scotsmen climb into another bathroom. And as soon as the Irishman shut the bathroom door, one of the Scotsmen runs over to the door and says, "Tickets, please." And they take the ticket away. I don't know. I thought that was funny. And since I'm Irish and Scottish, and as are you, why not?
I'm not Irish and I'm not Scottish. I'm Californian.
Well, actually, yes. Yeah. And actually, it's up to you to decide what you are or aren't. I can tell you where your blood comes from, but that doesn't really mean anything since none of that really matters, you know? It's about who you are and what you do, and that's the most important thing. And I guess you could switch out that with any, you know, it doesn't have to be... A joke like that can be... You could substitute anything for that, like two hockey players and two baseball players, or... Two of this and two of that. Two boxes of cereal and two pieces of asparagus.
I'll show you what a really funny joke is. So the Scotsman went to a store and an Irishman went to another store.
All right. Oh, my God. It's completely spun out of control. Everything's completely out of control. Hey, so you got some 1990 hockey cards, and you're learning about the players of 1990-91 because we don't have any new hockey cards yet, and you're loving it, yeah?
Yeah, I love it so much!
All right, well, that's all the time we have for now on our chaos, and we'll see you tomorrow. Love you. Everybody love everybody.
Bye!